The Senate this week, senators spending a great deal of time on Senate Bill 1, which addresses workers' compensation. More importantly, the second injury fund for Missouri.
That's something that I've worked with for 10 years up here, actually, and I'm really happy to see something being done with it. The can's been kicked down the road for numerous years, and Senator Roop has taken up the issue. We're making some real progress. We're staying late nights working. There's good negotiations going on, and I'm told by next Tuesday we should have a bill passed out of the Senate. So I'm enthused about that. We're taking up issues and not ignoring issues and making some tough decisions, but I'm very proud of the Senate and the Senate leadership, the direction we're heading.
And second injury fund, as you say, this is not something that's developed overnight. Unfortunately, it's become worse in recent years, and it's reaching critical mass at this stage.
It has, because there's not enough funds to fund it right now, and you hate to put a burden on employers and increase taxes to them at this point when we're in a recession area in the state of Missouri. So it's important that we keep the employers in mind, but also the state has certain obligations to take care of. So it's a difficult thing. It's a fund that started up after World War II, I believe, and at that point it was for veterans and to protect them, and it's expanded with our liberal courts and needs to be reeled back in.
In the second injury fund, I know there are some states that have gone ahead and eliminated it for much the same reason. I don't believe that's in the cards, even in anyone's thoughts, in terms of Missouri.
There's a lot of people that you visit would like to see it eliminated. I see some pros of eliminating it, but I see more disadvantages to eliminating it. And I think most employers don't want it eliminated, and probably most people really don't want to eliminate it. You can't ignore the problem. So it's best just to face it, make some tough decisions, and take the state the right direction.
I believe if I read the bill correctly, the surcharge increase on business owners themselves pay into the fund, I believe that increase would be temporary until the fund is back to where it needs to be.
Right. The increase is temporary, and then there's a separate committee set up of this speaker and a couple other people that have the authority to raise it, but there is a cap on it. It can't go over 6%. At that time, when the funds become sufficient, it will decline back to the original amount.